Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Service. We are conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington, ma'am?
I am.
I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
82.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you say strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong one.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Presently? You're talking about presently?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Would you say satisfied or dissatisfied? I'm sorry.
Satisfied.
Okay. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Would you repeat that, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Lusingham Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't know.
Okay. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus? You can select up to two. Let me read you the choices. Could be reducing crime and gun violence, in wealth, education, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting abortions and reproductive rights, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation, protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare, and climate change. You can select up to two.
I'm sorry.
Okay, don't worry.
Strengthening social security.
Okay.
And, oh God, there were so many, I've forgotten most of them.
yeah, it could be reducing crime, improving education, growing economy, protecting abortion, border security, improving roads, fighting inflation, abortion. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. You can use any number from 0 to 100. If you have not opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's start with Raul Garcia from 0 to 100, how favorable it is.
I don't know him.
You don't know her, okay? What about Maria Cantwell from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you so much. The next one is Joe Kent from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Ugh. Zero, okay. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero, okay. The next one is, I understand. The next one is Mary Glusenkamp from 0 to 100.
100.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you. The woke liberals in Congress from 0 to 100.
Who in Congress?
Woke liberals.
I don't know that person.
Okay. And the MAGA Republicans from 0 to 100.
The who Republicans?
MAGA Republicans. Make America Great Again Republicans.
Oh my gosh. Zero.
Mm-hmm. Zero. Okay. Understand. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden, never Donald Trump.
Understand. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Glusenkamp.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all?
No chance, ever.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each, please tell me how important it is for you from 0 to 10, being 0, not important at all, and 10, extremely important for you. Let's start with a working mom who understands the needs of his families from 0 to 10, how important it is for you.
10.
Okay. Someone who shares your values from 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
9.
9, okay. A fighter for the middle class, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. A small business owner, from 0 to 10, how important it is?
9.
9. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties, from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. What about someone who will fight to protect our democracy, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read a few statements about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10 about how convincing that statement is for you. Let's start with Mary is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profits above their voters' well-being. But Mary supported legislation to cap families' insulin cost at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, how convincing that statement is for you?
10.
Thank you. The next one says, Mary believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs, so the young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, how convincing that statement is for you?
10.
Thank you. The next one says, Mary isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the traits and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing is for you that statement?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
The Democrat.
Thank you. I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Please rate each statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent, and 0 means that no doubts about supporting Joe Kent. Let's start with Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force Uyghurs to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own without politicians interfering. From 0 to 10, what about the doubts you have about supporting this person?
Ken, I would not support him.
Okay. The next one says, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the biggest special interest. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs, but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. From 0 to 10, what are the doubts that you will not support this candidate?
10.
Thank you so much, man. We're almost done, so thank you so much for your time. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less.
Thank you so much. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
He is a Trumper. He supports Trump. Anybody that supports Trump is out, as far as I'm concerned. They don't think for themselves.
Okay.
I would vote for him.
Thank you so much. Just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you so much. Would you say graduate or some college?
Some.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. I appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right. Have a good
Take care, ma'am. You too.